Hello, I'm David Harper with the BBC News. Lawyers for the Hollywood actor Alec Baldwin say criminal charges against him have been dropped over his involvement in the fatal shooting of a cinematographer. Helena Hutchins was killed by a live bullet fired from a prop gun being used by Mr. Baldwin during the filming of Rust in 2021. US media said prosecutors had recently learned that the gun used in the shooting had been modified, making it possible for it to misfire. Sophie Long is in Los Angeles.
What we've heard from is Alec Baldwin's lawyers. The criminal charges he faced of involuntary manslaughter would be dropped. Now, this all comes on the day that the filming of Rust, a period Western that was being filmed in New Mexico when Helena Hutchins was tragically shot, that all ceased. It was due to a resume after an 18-month hiatus, not in New Mexico, but in Montana today. So we knew that that was due to happen. What we didn't know is that these charges against Alec Baldwin would be dropped.
Diplomatic pressure is being stepped up to end the fighting in Sudan, which has left more than 300 people dead in the last week. A Sudanese army statement said the military chief, General Abdel Fattah al-Burhan, received calls from the Turkish, South Sudanese and Ethiopian leaders, as well as the US, Saudi and Qatari foreign ministers. This comes amid efforts by the United Nations to get the army and the paramilitary rapid support forces to agree to an immediate three-day truce to mark the Muslim holiday of Eid al-Fitr. The BBC's Mohamed Osman lives in Khartoum and ventured out of his house for the first time in a week.
I'm here at the bus station in Khartoum, spread people trying to leave the city. The fighting hasn't stopped for the 6 days. They are running for water and food.
Colombia's president Gustavo Petro has met Joe Biden for the first time on Thursday. Although much of the agenda was discussed in private, the leaders have spoken about their new alliance for progress. Our America's regional editor, Mimi Swaby, reports.
The pair's long-awaited first meeting centred on climate change, the key topic of Gustavo Petro's tour of the US. Mr. Petro proposed swapping public debt for efforts to combat climate change. Earlier in the day, Mr. Biden promised $500 million to protect the Amazon in Brazil. Money was also a central player, as the Colombian president touted financial incentives for farmers to give up coca cultivation to fight drug trafficking. The South American nation is one of the world's main cocaine producers and has come under increasing pressure from the US, their largest market, to quell output.
And three people have been killed and four more are trapped inside a coal mine in central Colombia following an explosion in a tunnel early on Thursday. Four people have been rescued, but efforts are continuing to locate the other miners. The authorities are investigating what caused the blast. You're listening to the latest world news from the BBC. Argentina's currency, the peso, sank to a record low against the US dollar on Thursday as concerns grow about its economy. The South American nation's central bank has decided to increase its benchmark interest rate to 81% after inflation topped 104% in March, the highest spike in 20 years. An investigation by the British consumer group Which? Has found that thousands of people are members of Facebook groups encouraging fake product reviews. It says members are offered free goods or cash in exchange for leaving five-star reviews for items on websites like Amazon, Google and Trustpilot. All three websites say they work hard to clamp down on fake reviews. Here's Zoe Kleinman.
Before you buy something online, book a tradesperson or sign up for a service, you probably look at reviews first. But fake reviews, where people are paid or get free goods in return for glowing write-ups, are rife despite various clampdowns by the big online marketplaces. The consumer group Which? Identified 14 Facebook groups with a combined 62,000 members offering money or freebies in exchange for five-star reviews. Facebook's owner Meta says this isn't allowed on its platform.
The Defence Ministry in Moscow says a Russian fighter jet accidentally fired its ammunition into the city of Belgorod near the border with Ukraine. The statement said a Sukhoi Su-34 aircraft had accidentally discharged aviation ammunition, but did not say what kind of weapon was involved. The governor of the Belgorod region, Vyacheslav Gladkov, said the blast left a huge crater about 20 metres wide in the city centre. Republicans in the United States have voted to bar transgender athletes from joining female sports teams in schools and universities. The bill sparked outrage from Democrats, who argue it fuels hate and marginalisation. The legislation will almost certainly not be passed by the Senate, where the Democrats have a slim majority.